Blog Talk Radio.
So thankful. I'm thankful for it all. Every bit, the good, bad, or ugly. The stuff I understand and stuff I don't understand. I thank him for it. You got to be thankful for all of it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, especially those that are thankful for all, for everything. Like the Bible said over there in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. And I'm going to take a moment to say this, brothers and sisters. You ought to rejoice when you're doing it. Don't do it sad. Do it with joy. Rejoice evermore. Continue to pray without ceasing. Everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And don't hold back with the Spirit. Don't try to, you know, shut the Spirit down. Receive that and bless somebody. And we really, truly happy to have each and every one of you on. We're going to get ready for this Thankful Thursday. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, who's faithful in a lot of her ways, and I'm going to say most of them, especially when it comes to this broadcast. We're so happy to have her to give us a word of prayer. And we're so happy to have all the other guests today. I ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Thankful Thursday. So thankful for his word today. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter, and the 4th verse. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to say thank you, Father God, for your word. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches this word. And then, Lord, we're thankful for the listeners and all those who participate and those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we give you praise today, Father God. We can't thank you enough for all of your many blessings you have given unto us, Father God. Lord, we bind up anything and everything that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus, because we come to give you thanks and to worship you. For the word of God tells us that we are to worship you in spirit and in truth. So,
yes,
Father God,
yes.
We just give you praise today because we can worship you. Lord, bless each and every one, Father God. We don't know what everyone is going through, what they're facing, Father God, but we know you're in control, Father God. And Lord, we just want to be thankful, Father God.
Yes.
Even all those, Father God, that are sick and shut in, Father God, because you are a healer, Father God. And we just have to stand on that word, Father God. As our sister Evangelist Renee says, by his stripes we're healed. And it's in the word of God. It's not only in the New Testament, but it's in the Old Testament as well. So we have to receive your word, Father God, and believe it. And Father God, be with all those who are going through, those who are bereaved, Father God. Give them a peace of mind. Those that are struggling with something in their life, Father God, you're able to work it out for them. For there's nothing impossible for God. So, Lord, bless each and every one. Be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. And we're praying for our pastor that you'll continue to be with him as he teaches the word of God and as he makes it plain that we're able to understand it and help us to receive it, Father God, in our hearts. Lord, we praise and we're thanking you for another Thankful Thursday, thanking you for another day that we can hear God's word together and learn more and more. Thank you, Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you all. Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm excited because today is Thankful Thursday, and we're going to try to open it up. Anyone? Anything you want to be thankful for? Anything in particular? Press one. Press one, we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Gotta press one.
Praise
God. So happy to have an evangelist, Sister Rose, was on yesterday. And so happy that she was on. Evangelist Rose. Forget it. Foster. That's the name. But anyway, we're happy to have her. And but like I said, anybody want to be thankful, press one. We'll let you in. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. Thankful
Amen.
Thursday. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, I'd like to be thankful.
This must be, I think this is, wait a minute, this one here. Okay, I know this. Evangelist Renee. This hers.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am thankful for another day's journey. He didn't have to let me see it, but he did, and I thank him. I thank him for his grace and his mercy.
Yeah.
I just thank him for all his many, many blessings, from the biggest to the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Anyone else? Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. I should thank God for another day, giving honor to God. And to each and every one that is able to be with us today, that God is truly good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Yes.
And just like the scripture tells us in 1 John 4 and 7, and I'm going to read that scripture, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So I just want to give thanks to God and his word. And I'm thankful that, you know, this morning I had a troubling, it had to be a vision. And, you know, I just begin to pray. You know, when the enemy brings things that's not of God to me, I begin to pray. And so I'm so thankful for the word of God. And then later on today, we hear that at the high school, they was having, I don't know, someone was trying to come in and threaten or whatever was going on. I don't know, but I just thank God that everything worked out good, you know. So we just continue to pray for our children, grandchildren, great-grands as they go to school these days. You just don't know. What would be going on in people's heads. So I just thank God for his word and the word of prayer that we pray. Even in our sleep, we can pray. And, you know, when you get the word in your heart, it's in your heart. It's there. So you can just call on the Lord day or night. And that's what he tells us to do when we are to meditate on his word, meditate day and night. So I just thank God for the prayers. I thank God for each and every one of you as you pray and as we pray one for another as the Bible teaches. So thank you, Pastor, for your teaching and, you know, continue to teach God's word and continue to let God use you because you're a mighty man of God. And so we're just so thankful because we're learning to read the scriptures, not just go on what you say. But we can go back into the Word of God and read it and meditate on it as well.
So thank you again.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Truly thank you, and thank all those that are. It's thankful Thursday, brothers and sisters. That's all I can tell you. It's thankful Thursday. Press one and we'll let you in. But y'all know I don't wait too much longer. Hallelujah. Well, while we're waiting, and Pastor, I'm expecting a phone call from them people. So, you know, if I have to leave, just please take over for. But I know the enemy, he'll make sure that he call. He let them people call right at, during the work at noon. So I just have to be vigilant and watch everything. While I'm waiting, anyone else? Our foundational scriptures, the first and second verse of 1 John 4:1-2, it tells us that believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. And when I think about because here's the reason. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. That's why. Mm-hmm. And you can take that generally speaking, brothers and sisters. You want to try spirits. Because they're false prophets. And the Lord really showed me what false was. And he showed me, and with you women, don't get mad at me, huh? Please don't get mad at me.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, they got some wigs out here. You don't even know they're false or not. I mean, they can put them wigs on and actually show a part right in there. And you, unless you really, really look, because you know what? They're false. They look just like the real thing. That's what make them false.
That's right. Amen.
That's what make them false. They look just like the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
And so, if you expect a false prophet to look anything other than the Holy Ghost, other than what you know prophet preacher to be about, then you're in bad shape.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They false.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give you some reasons why I know they're false. And we're going to talk about the seven ways you can tell if they're false. But you got to understand what false is. If you don't really get the real scope of what false is, you might think you're looking for something that you're not really looking for.
Mm-hmm.
No, false, you're looking for something that looks exactly like what you think they ought to look like.
Right. That's right, Pastor. Amen.
See, if you got this wall here, and one of them is real and one of them is false, the only way you're going to be able to really know which one is false and which one is real, simply means you got to do something. I want to make my point because I know how to make it. So you can't just look at it and say, well, that one false. No, you may have to actually physically go push it. And if it don't move, about 9 times out of 10, that's the real one. The one that's moving around, talking about these walls now, that may be false. Because, you know, they can bring something, especially in Georgia, they got these different studios. They can bring something in and make it just like it, man. Just like the scenery. Whatever scenery you want, they can build these props and make it look just like that. Y'all know y'all seen them at the movies, and y'all went to these movies and seen these pictures. Brothers, a lot of that is false. It makes you think that what you're looking at is what you're looking at, and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, it's false. So get the right perception or the right concept of what false is. Don't think your false preacher is not going to have a suit on.
All right.
Don't think your false preacher's not going to have a long robe on with handkerchief and dressed apart. Don't think that they're not, because they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes them false. They look just like what you're thinking they ought to look like.
Yeah.
But it's a mighty woman of God. You can tell her chest covered up, her legs covered up. And look at her strut. Look how she talks the talk. And she walk in the walk. Whoa, Lord have mercy. She gotta be, no, brothers and sisters. About like that sepulchre that Jesus was talking about. It was, they whitewash it, make it look good on the inside, on the outside, but on the inside, bunch of dead bones.
All right.
See, they whitewash it and make you think, boy, that show is beautiful. And then they never dead bones. That's all. I'm sorry. The dead bones. That's what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the point, brothers and sisters. Here's the thing. Get a clear understanding of what false is. See, because if you don't really get a clear understanding of what false is, you might miss what we're talking about today. And God knows I do not want you to miss what false is. Now, false don't have to always be the original, okay? Let me be clear. Please, let me be clear. Mm-hmm. False don't have to always be the original. But I promise you this, when you start talking about false, one thing you're going to learn about false, it doesn't have to be original. It could be a copy of something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not genuine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
False is being misled. It's not true to what... And see, with false, I've seen all kind of false stuff. Everything
mm-hmm.
from, and I could start with false teeth, false
mm-hmm.
documents, anything that's
yeah.
not original. Yeah, those teeth, they look just like, oh, they look just like they real ones. And then you have
mm-hmm.
to do triple and four times case. Well, wait a minute. Are they implants? Or are they a plate? Or are they a
mm-hmm.
partial?
All right.
Whatever it is not human. Yeah, that's
all
what
right.
Now, I'm not trying to talk about nobody. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. When you think about false, people put on makeup, and they got makeup that you wouldn't even know it was on a person's face.
Amen.
See, I'm trying to describe something to you that is acceptable in your neighborhood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is you can put makeup on, and you'll be, boy, is that her real skin? No. I've seen them take magazines, and boy, when they get through with screenshotting that thing, you thought it was a real picture. It wasn't. It's false.
Yes, yes. That's
right. See, false, I'm going to tell y'all something else. Now here's a word in learning and running reference. I found that. You got to think about what I'm going to tell you first. False is always fabricated.
Mm-hmm. Say that. Always. Mm-hmm.
It's always fabricated. false also can be deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
When don't nobody gonna throw away the wig, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, don't go be throwing away your wig and say, oh, well, you know, Pastor said I'm deceitful. No, that's not what I'm just trying to give you an understanding what the word false is.
Mm-hmm.
And something false is untested. That's why you don't know if it's false or not. Because it's been untested. Once it's been tested, the Holy Ghost, once it's been tested, then you can determine if it's false or not.
Yeah.
So now go back and read 1 John 4 in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Howbeit, know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. That's God, God's spirit. Because every spirit, so right off, you go, okay, that person speaking, preaching Jesus Christ came in the flesh. That's good, brothers and sisters. But I want to tell you today, you're dealing with a total different animals today.
Mm.
Oh yeah, you really dealing with something today. You dealing with something today that you ain't never seen before.
Mhm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You dealing with some spirits now, brothers and sisters. The modern day false prophets. They take the name of Jesus and use it, but you know what the Bible says. The Bible call them Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got to make up in your mind, you're not going to stand for these false prophets anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, these false prophets have to be unmasked. So yesterday I was telling you all about a bunch of people and stuff. I want you to know, you at the cutting edge of false prophets. That's where we're at. We're at the cutting edge of false prophets. And there was false prophets behind January 6th attack on the United States. And people were lying back and forth. That was false.
Have mercy.
MSNBC had a clip out, and that, well, if you can read that, that would be nice. If you get a chance to read that, it's with MSNBC, and they really talked about the false prophets, how they put it loud that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. Biden won the election. Like it or not, they won the election. See? Oh, man, I'm almost. Well, I've been waiting for somebody else to press one, but if you're not, I'm going to continue on teaching this lesson about trying the spirit. There were seven ways to test a prophet. You got to see that their confession is that Jesus is Lord, and they mean it. Because I'm going to tell you, you got a lot of people say Jesus Lord because they'll do that. So you'll say, okay, yeah, they're talking about Jesus here. So boom, let me be part of that. And before you know anything, you trapped. A lot of people have gotten in churches, organized churches, and they got trapped. And I want to tell you, God can yet save you. God can deliver you if you want to be delivered. That's another thing. You got to want to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't justify it. I have people all the time telling me, well, you know, I go to church and I go because, and they give me every reason in the world. Why you telling me that? I ain't got to go tell God that because he ain't finna have it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, you got a lot of people, but it's false. I don't care. It's false teaching. It's false doctrine. When you teaching people to come and be part of a church group, and then that's to get them in there. But now once they get in there, watch out. That's when they start indoctrinating you. That's when they began to a little bit here, a little bit there. And for you know, you're part of that. Who all know this? Evangelist Renee and I, we went down Akron to that bank. I was driving, or just say she was driving. And I got out and robbed these folks and got back in the car. Now, I robbed them, and Evangelist Renee, she done put the pedal to the metal. We getting it. And the police stopped us. I mean, I want you to tell me who you think. You think they finna let her go because she was driving? No, baby.
No.
Mm-mm. She was an accessory.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not directly be, but you're an accessory to it because you busy teaching this and you busy teaching that. And let it go. It ain't that serious. Let it go. Well, I'm trying to say, you ain't saving nobody, honey. You're just making that devil fat. You giving them more knowledge to be more dangerous than you are. That's what you're doing.
Have mercy.
But see, some people can't see that because they gone hope on religion. They gone hope on that what they're doing is right. But sister, I'm going to tell you, you have to really, if you love God, you have to put everything beneath the word of God and say, okay, here's what the word says, and that's where I'm standing now. I ain't moving off of it. Come hell, high water, I'm standing. Once you know some truth, stand on it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Don't go backwards. Stand on it. Preacher asked me something this morning. He was dealing with Hebrews. I want to say it was Hebrews 10 in his Bible study. And listen, brothers and sisters, if you neglect such great salvation, ain't no more for you. If you neglect what Jesus did, what God did in the man of Christ Jesus, there is no more salvation for you. Sorry. So you got to accept this. That have nothing to do with you going back. What you sin, there's no more salvation. That ain't what that say. That ain't what that said.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go back and read that thing. That ain't what it said. If you sin willfully, what is is if you decide to not accept what God did in the man Christ Jesus, there's no more salvation for you.
Mm-hmm.
How is she going to get saved?
Okay.
But most people, they've accepted. They'll say, well, you know what? I accept. Well, if you accept Christ like you're saying you accept him, well, accept him and be done with it. Then, if you happen to slip up, do whatever, the Bible says that he is faithful and just to forgive you if you'll confess your faults. If you'll confess your faults, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Now, I know somebody may have an issue with that. I better go read that. I better go find that. Because I'm trying First John, I want to say, because I want to at least be able to tell y'all where it's at. But I want to say it's in 1 John 1:9.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 1, so we're going backwards a little bit. 1 John, and I'm going to say the chapter and I want to say the 9th verse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor, that's it.
Okay.
And it reads from the King James, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen.
Now, a lot of people who want to be sin conscious, they have a problem with teaching people to do the other part before you get to that. Well, what part is that? This is that God is light, and if you walk in the light as he in the light, you won't walk in darkness. Then you have to go and see what darkness is. But if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin, the Bible says. So if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But if we'll confess them, then God can do something with us. Now, what a lot of people teach that as to say, well, yeah, you're going to always sin. No, what he's trying to teach to people is there's a light there, and you need to walk in that light. But if you don't, and you say, oh, I'm not sinning, I haven't had no sin, you're a liar. And if we say we haven't sinned, then we're making God a liar. And here's the point. And God shouldn't let Jesus die. How about that one? See, so you can't make God no lie because Jesus died for the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if you say, oh, I don't have no sin. No, Jesus died for that. For that purpose right there. But anyway. All right. We're at that point where anybody have anything to say? Yes, you won't.
Say anything because you're thankful thirst. I don't know if you're going to say anything on the lesson or not, but we're definitely going to deal with this seven ways to test the false prophet. And
I'm not sure what all going on for tomorrow, but I want God to be prayerful for me. And my brother used to be a member of my praise group, Philip and him, another guy. Well, this guy's mother died. And so we're not sure what's going on, but tomorrow we're going to have their home going, and it's at 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So either way, hopefully we'll be able to be on. If not, Pastor's going to conduct service for me on tomorrow. So that's going to be exciting. I always like to hear Pastor when she just take off and do the whole thing by herself. It's such a blessing. And I know others feel the same way, so I voice the sentiment of all of us when I say that. So just not me, just others too. So we'll be depending on her tomorrow. In the event that I can't get back out, but either way, what I'm going to pick up on is this way to catch false prophets. But you got to understand what false is. That's what's important. Okay, let me do this here. Okay. All right, anybody have anything they want to share? Anything at all? Hallelujah.
Well, that verse from the Message Bible, Pastor, 1 John 1:9, reads, he'll forgive our sins and purge us of all wrongdoing. If we claim that we've never sinned, we out and out contradict God, make a liar out of him. A claim like that only shows off our ignorance of God. So actually, that was 9 and 10. Amen.
No, amen, Pastor. Thank you for going there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, and it's important that you teach, that a person teach that in the right text or the right context.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the word is saying here is that we all sin. But if you say you are not sinning, you say, I don't need Christ. And the writer really is telling us that we need Christ for our salvation.
Yes. Amen.
And if you'll be willing to see, I mean, you got to go before a Pope. Because there are some people who teach, oh, the Bible says confess, so you got to go confess it to a Pope. Because that's what they've been taught. But you don't have to go before no Pope.
Mm-hmm.
God
Amen.
Is for us to live in light, okay? So he says, but if we confess our sins to him, come out to God, he is faithful. And
yeah.
he's right and just to forgive us of our sins and
mm-hmm.
to cleanse us from all wickedness or unrighteousness. I like to think of the wickedness because that's what a lot of people do. They try to justify that they, you know, they don't need God because they ain't sinned. That was something Adam did. That don't mean they was part of that. You see, that's what I said. So many false prophets out here, brothers and sisters. You got to know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to
yeah.
keep it in the right context.
Yeah.
To a bunch of people. He's talking to a bunch of people that have not really accepted Christ as their Savior. And they have their own righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
People who deceiving themselves. That's what he's talking about. See?
Yeah.
He ain't talking about us. You got to get that. Especially
Amen.
If you walk in the light as he's in the light, then your
mm-hmm.
fellowship is true. And the blood of Christ cleanse you if that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you declare that you got fellowship and you walking in darkness, you don't have fellowship. Because God
that's
is
right.
that light.
Mm-hmm.
And in him, it's no darkness. In other words, you can't say that you're a child of God and then you're on the devil's side. You can't say
mm-hmm.
that.
Amen.
So you got to come on over and get in the right relationship with God. How you do that? By confessing your sin, and he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So if you get cleansed, well, look at it like this. If you cleanse, then you ready to put on the power. You ready to get in that clean sheet, on that clean
mm-hmm.
sheet.
Because
you're not dirty. And that problem went over somebody's head.
Yes.
But if you confess your sin, he's faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've been saved or if you are saved and you walking in the light, he's in the light, then you don't have no issue. The issues is with the people who declare that they don't have no sin.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Amen.
And they would have made God a lie and say, well, that was Adam's sin. That was this person. I ain't did nothing. My mama made me like this, you know. But
mm-hmm.
And they don't want to give account of their sin. Well, and they don't need Christ. That's what this is for. People who decreed and declared that they don't need and they're contradicting God.
Have mercy.
And trying to make a lie out of him.
Mm, mercy.
Yeah. But it's all kind of false prophets out here. That's all I'm trying to tell you. It's all kind. So it behooves us to try the spirit by the spirit and see if it's of God.
Amen.
Well, we surely, God, appreciate everybody. Nothing.